Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not worried about hurting the players' feelings. Damn it, you watch the film. You know, it was Aziz Alshire twice and Miles Bryant maybe once or twice. So, like, yeah, there's...
And him not adjusting at some point.
Oh, no. We get into scheme. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. But just the thought of mental errors and just the straightforward, I'm not worried about hurting anybody's feelings. This is the reality of the situation. Let's keep it moving. I loved D'Amico Ryan's comments.
All right, 713-572-4610. Were you into D'Amico's comments as Clint was as well? And let's not wait. Let's get into what is been the talking point, and quite frankly, which has been half my life for the last couple of days. The two things we don't have to wait anymore. The two calls. That's what it seems like. A lot of this game has kind of been narrowed down to, or at least on the minds of a lot of guys. I think the Texans players and coaches have also made this, I think, a bigger deal as well as a lot of conversation about the two personal foul hits on Patrick Mahomes. And you can text in, give your thoughts, YouTube and Twitch. I'll let Tyler and Clint as well give theirs. What was your feeling on those two calls that are hugely talked about right now?
Well, look, I thought they were horrendous, both of them horrendous roughing calls. And I think they absolutely crippled the Texans in a time when they had the momentum and were playing better football at that point in time. And the reality of it is that it just can't happen. I think the second one was more egregious, if you will, than the first one, but both of them, I think they changed the course of the game, and I think both of them were bad, really, really bad calls.
Tyler, your thoughts on the two calls that are seem to be like the biggest things to come out of this game?
In the moment, pissed off. In this moment right now, flash forward several hours on a Reaction Monday, still pissed off. And think there was a plethora of others outside of those two that the black and white guys, the zebras out on the field, were looking out for the Chiefs and Mahomes with, if you ask me.
Yeah, listen, I will get my thoughts here in just a second. As we see, did y'all see the blatant offsides on the field goal that was not called, not to mention all the holds on the Chiefs' O-line? This is a man, I never thought I'd see the day Troy Aikman and Joe Buck would be bashing the refs and sticking up for the Texans, as some people tweeted in. I think they were two bad calls. I agree. I would not have thrown a flag. I think they shouldn't have been thrown. Even if there was contact with the head, I don't think it was forcible as the comments that is talked about. And I think they were bad calls. Now, where I lose and where I guess I differ on some and kind of the words you use, crippling, I don't think it was crippling. I don't think 7:20 in the first quarter in a 3-3 game is crippling. That resulted in 6-3. And I don't even think the last one is crippling. I think, obviously, to me, it especially becomes less crippling when you score 12 points in the game. But But I do think those calls were bad calls. And I know, I think they were. And to me, I guess the things where it loses me is when in any way you believe those bad calls changed the outcome of the game and that the Texans would have won the game, or that the league is deliberately coming out and officials are deliberately doing this for the Chiefs to win. That's where you lose me. I agree. There were bad calls. And I know many of you don't believe it or didn't watch it that way. There were bad calls that were missed and made on the other side as well. I think there were just some bad calls in the game. And I'm not going to say those weren't big calls, but I think they were definitely calls that the Texans could have come back from and didn't. So I think, I agree they were bad calls. I don't think that they cost them the game.
Yeah, I think the conversation is more about just the calls. I mean, it's not about. I mean, the,
yeah, what, yeah. I think what, you're what in a different called space.
What, yeah, I mean, look, I'm not a blame it on the refs guy ever. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the Texans would have won this game without it. I can tell you this: when you're in the divisional round and you're a 9.5 point dog, and you're on the road versus arguably the best dynasty we've ever seen. And Pat Mahomes, arguably the best quarterback, and Andy Reid, the regardless of where it's at in a game, when you take a play on a 3rd and 8 that's an incomplete pass and you turn it into a first down versus a punt, again, when you've got the momentum, I think your margin for error in what does swing the game, you are fighting such a steep uphill battle when you're playing that level of a team and that level of opponent in that environment that taking what would have been a 4th and long and for sure a punt, and you got the football. And again, you played with, I mean, offensively, you played significantly better at that point in time and had a little bit of momentum than the Chiefs. I mean, that swings the game, especially when the Chiefs go on, have a big play, and end up kicking a field goal. That is a major part of the game when you're looking again at a team that Vegas says has no business even being on the field with the Chiefs. So, no, I mean, look, it just, to me, it's unfortunate that you got to deal with something like this, because they're terrible calls. And on top of that, I think you've got a quarterback that's playing into the refs' attempts and the league's attempts to protect him.
Yeah.
I think he's flopping.
I think there are a lot of quarterbacks doing it.
Well, we were only playing one. He flopped. I think he flopped when Will Anderson hit him. He showed later on in the game to slow down and then initiate contact and flop again. The dancing around and baiting defenders into you instead of just easily going out of bounds, as Troy Aikman mentioned. You know, I think that is taking advantage of the rules, and they benefited from it in a big way, 2 different times. And so I just think it's unfortunate that, one, the Texans had to deal with that, and two, that Pat Mahomes is handling it the way that he's handling it. This, Ron, this is why I hated the way that the Texans general manager and head coach handled the Aziz Al-Shaair stuff.